This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It's flu season, and the Treasure Coast has not been spared. Carlette Peck is the Martin County Health Officer for the Florida Department of Health. The flu is certainly out there, and from what I'm hearing, it's pretty bad.
Oh, yes. Flu has been widespread in Florida at this time, and last week we saw a spike in cases in Martin County.
And what are the symptoms of the flu?
Usually the flu, you get a sudden onset of body aches, fever. Often there's chest congestion or head congestion. And what's remarkable about it, you know, you also have the fever, but what's remarkable is that it's generally a sudden onset, that and you just feel your body aches are very severe, and most people just go right to bed, and sometimes the symptoms will last, you know, up to a week.
If we're pretty sure we have the flu and we're relatively healthy, is a doctor visit necessary?
If you have symptoms that you suspect are the flu, the sooner you get to your doctor, the more likely you are to get the medication, which needs to be given within the first 24 to 48 hours. There are antiviral medications that can be given that can decrease the length of time that you are having symptoms.
What are some of the things we can do to protect ourselves from even getting there?
Well, these measures are very important, but the number one thing to do is to get a vaccination. Anybody over the age of 6 months should get a vaccination, and that includes pregnant women, anyone with underlying health or chronic health issues. People over 65 are more likely to have those underlying health or chronic health issues.
Now, we've been hearing that maybe the vaccine isn't so effective this year.
Parts of the vaccine are very effective and parts are not. Overall, the effectiveness may be low with regards to some of the viruses that are circulating, but the estimate is that it's anywhere, depending upon you and your immune system, anywhere from 10 to 30% effective. However, that is better than zero.
What about some additional things we can do, in addition to getting the vaccine, to kind of keep the germs at bay?
Right. And, you know, everyone should start. These are just common sense prevention measures, hand washing, frequent hand washing, covering your coughs with a tissue, throwing the tissue away, washing your hands. You can sneeze in your sleeve or cough in your sleeve. And one of the ones that I think is really important that people just do not do is they don't stay home when they're sick. You probably shouldn't, you know, touch your face too much. What happens is the virus gets on your face, and if you touch your eyes or your mucous membranes, those kinds of things, you can get infected that way, or your eyes, nose, or mouth. That's why it's important to wash your hands a lot. And then clean and disinfect surfaces at home, especially if you have someone homesick. And, of course, the common sense, get lots of sleep, stay active, keep your, you know, activity going, and drink lots of fluids. Those are all very important.
We've been speaking with Carlette Peck. She's the Martin County Health Officer for the Florida Department of Health. We'll have a link to more information on the flu on our Facebook page. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.